Welcome to the Poetry Fix. I'm your host, Erica Kaiba, bringing you your weekly fix of poetry from across time. Today we're reading Voices from a Tomb by Augusto dos Anjos. Augusto dos Anjos, one of the fathers of the modernist literary movement in Brazil, is considered one of the nation's darkest poets. Voices from a Tomb muses on one of dos Anjos' favorite themes, the horror of death and decay. As the poem is in Portuguese, we'll read the original, followed by a translation. The original poem is a Petrarchan sonnet. The problem that the octave sets up is the poet's anguish over the finite nature of life. The sestet doesn't provide a solution so much as turn to a different problem, the way death crushes man's pride, reducing him to nothingness. On the surface, this poem looks like it's about nothing more than death and misery. But Augusto dos Anjos does something very strange in the first stanza by alluding to the myth of Tantalus. Tantalus received eternal punishment from the gods for murdering his own son and attempting to feed him to the divine pantheon at a feast. The poet compares the earth itself to Tantalus, as the earth is considered our common mother, yet is responsible for the death of all men. It's an appropriately dark simile for the subject matter, but the myth doesn't end in death. After the punishment of Tantalus, the gods restore Pelops, his son, to life. If the narrator likens himself to Pelops through the simile, then his eventual resurrection is implicitly understood. It's a crucial part of the myth. Beyond that, although Tantalus enjoyed great stature among mortals, there were higher beings than him, the gods. This would imply that the earth, that nature itself, is not the end of all things. Yet we never get the impression in this poem that there is any sort of hope for the afterlife. In fact, dos Anjos himself, torn as he was between spirituality and materialism, was not a religious man. So why the unresolved allusion to Tantalus? The way we choose to interpret it changes the entire crux of the poem. Did he intend to sow the seeds for the hope of a Christian resurrection? And even if he didn't, can we still interpret the poem that way? With all that said, let's dive in. Voices from a Tomb. Morri, e a terra, a mãe comum, o brilho destes meus olhos apagou. Assim Tântalo, aos reais convivas, num festim, serviu as carnes do seu próprio filho. Por que para este cemitério vim? Por quê? Antes da vida o angusto trilho pamilhasse do que este que pamilho e que me assombra porque não tem fim. No ardor do sonho que o fronema exalta, construí de orgulho Enéia piramide alta, hoje, porém, que se desmoronou. A piramide real do meu orgulho, hoje que apenas sou matéria e entulho, tenho consciência de que nada sou. I, dead. And the earth, mother of all things, extinguishes the light from these eyes of mine. So Tantalus, to the royal guests, at the sacred feast, serves the flesh of his own son. How is it that I have come to this cemetery, and why? Before life, the blocked path was what mended, what I now attempt to mend, and what haunts me as it has no end. In the passion of a dream, exalted by the phronim, I built my nine-sided pyramid of pride, which yet today has collapsed. That true pyramid of my pride, today I, who am matter and ashes alone, become aware that I nothing am. You've been listening to The Poetry Fix with Erica Kaiba. Join me next time to discover another great Brazilian poet.